He made it. After all the flack he caught, Trump's in the White House. He's been signing executive orders, one of them sucking the life out of Obamacare. But Jared Kushner, Trump's Jewish son-in-law, made it too. Netanyahu got his mole in the White House, an Israel firster for sure. I don't recall anyone voting for Kushner, but I don't want to rain on anyone's parade, even though it did rain at the inauguration. And Chuckie Schumer, Jewish senator from New York, drizzled away with the usual Jewish line.
Whatever our race, religion, sexual orientation, gender identity, whether we are immigrant or native-born, whether we live with disabilities or do not, in wealth or in poverty, we are all exceptional in our commonly held yet fierce devotion to our country and in our willingness to sacrifice our time, energy, and even our lives to making it a more perfect union.
Same old slop. Stitching together the mismatch and calling it a perfect union is why Hillary lost. The fed-up majority refused this Frankenstein of identity groups and rallied around a nationalist vision instead.
We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. America first.
Oh, that's anti-Semitic, moaned the ADL last spring when Trump first used the phrase. That was Charles Lindbergh's banner when blaming Jews for pushing war against Germany. Trump must stop. He didn't. Trump's waging his own war.
For too long, a small group in our nation's capital has reaped the rewards of government while the people have borne the cost. Washington flourished, but the people did not share in its wealth. Politicians prospered, but the jobs left and the factories closed. The establishment protected itself, but not the citizens of our country. Their victories have not been your victories. Their triumphs have not been your triumphs. And while they celebrated in our nation's capital, there was little to celebrate for struggling families all across our land. That all changes, starting right here and right now, because this moment is your moment. It belongs to you.
Who is this small group that stiffed the people? What's their names? Is it the hacks that shill for Israel like Paul Ryan, Marco Rubio, Lindsey Graham, who grovel before AIPAC and kiss the feet of Sheldon Adelson for election bucks? He got prime seats for Trump's speech, you know. Is it Gary Cohn or Steven Mnuchin, Goldman Sachs boys who got top jobs on the Trump team? Under Trump, Goldman is still protected territory. Or is it hawks like McCain and Cruz, who bash Russia and keep the military budget and arms companies souped up? Trump wants an even bigger military, you know. It's on his WhiteHouse.gov website. We will pursue the highest level of military readiness. That's good news for the arms industry. Israel, too, joined at the hip with the Pentagon and the CIA. And with Jared Kushner by Trump's side, day after day, with intelligence reports in his hands. Even if America doesn't become great, Israel surely will.